online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The Foreign Secretary says Russia will regret the Salisbury spy poisoning and cyber attacks across the world. Dutch officials say Moscow's security agency, GRU, targeted the Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and the Foreign Office. The Kremlin denies the claims. Jeremy Hunt has this warning for Vladimir Putin's regime.
If they think they can get away with flouting international law, trying to destabilise the way democracies go about their business, sending agents in to use chemical weapons on British soil for the first time in our history. If they think we're just going to lie down and accept that, they're wrong.
A crash on the M20 in the early hours of this morning has left two people in a London hospital with serious injuries. Two cars collided between junctions 4 and 5, closing part of the motorway for more than 9 hours. Another two people are being treated at a local hospital. It's understood around 1,000 people are still missing in three parts of Indonesia following last week's earthquake and tsunami. More than 1,400 are known to have died, while more than 70,000 others are homeless.
KM FM News.
A survivor of the Grenfell Tower disaster has described the cladding being on fire and coming down like plastic rain. Miguel Alves has been giving evidence to the public inquiry after escaping the block with his family from the 13th floor. His daughter made it out with her revision notes for a GCSE exam the following day. Despite what happened, she got an A. Mr. Alves also alerted his neighbours before leaving.
I think it was my duty to help my neighbours because they are my family anyway. The people they live on my floor is like family. I wish I had the same strength and go to the top floor and bring everybody down.
A teenager who died after falling from a bridge over the M20 has been named as Yasmina Howard from Maidstone. It happened at Larkfield just after 10 on Monday night. The 18-year-old's grandmother has paid tribute, calling her beautiful inside and out. A Kent woman's been banned from keeping dogs for 10 years after her carer was attacked, leaving her with almost 70 bite wounds. 75-year-old Tanya Green from Pluckley Road in Charing tried to claim the animals were just playing when it happened in March last year. She's also been given a suspended jail sentence.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A 46-year-old woman's due in court later charged with assaulting a PCSO in Chatham. Nicola Barnes, who doesn't have a permanent address, is also accused of stealing from a shop in the High Street yesterday afternoon. A cyclist has been taken to hospital with a head injury after being hit by a car in Ramsgate. Police and paramedics were called to Newington Road at 8:30 this morning. A search is underway for a teenage girl who's been missing for a week and is thought to be in Medway. Barbara Horvatova disappeared from Basildon in Essex and has connections to Chatham and Gillingham. You can see her picture at kentonline.co.uk. A study by experts at the Uni of Kent has found virtual reality could help improve performance during exercise. A group of people held the same weight up for as long as they could while half wearing a VR headset, which made it look smaller. Results showed people with the headset managed it for longer and felt less pain. Researcher Dr. Jim Ang says this could help people with medical issues.
Those who are recovering from stroke, they are really worried about moving their arm or their neck. So if you can somehow use this sort of immersive technology to somehow trick them into thinking that it's actually fine to do this exercise, there will be sort of extra benefit.
And movie memorabilia, which belonged to Robin Williams, is going up for auction in New York later. The collection includes autographed scripts, awards and props.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and the England manager is expected to extend his contract. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
It's understood Gareth Southgate will sign his new deal today. The contract will see him take charge of the national team beyond the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Southgate's been in charge for the last 2 years and this summer guided England to their best finish at a World Cup since 1990 as he reached the semi-finals. Staying with football, and Arsenal go for back-to-back wins in the Europa League later. They're in Azerbaijan to face Karabag after a 4-2 victory at home to Ukrainian side Vorskla last time out. And in cricket, Kent's Joe Denley and Matt Henry are in contention for the Players' Player of the Year tonight. They're on a four-man shortlist for the Professional Cricketers Association Award. Denley was the Spitfires' highest run scorer in the T20 Blast this season, while Henry has taken 75 first-class wickets, more than anyone else in the country.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.